This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Some stuff, and I asked David and Elizabeth Borntrager to please come to the meeting in case if the board has any questions of them. Last week, I distributed out and gave Kristen just the final report, all the information up to this point in time as far as where this minor subdivision application sits. Mylar was passed around, and then I just provided that smaller version of what's going on. David and Elizabeth own about 86 and a half acres, and they're proposing to create a 3.1 acre parcel identified as lot 2A on this plat, leaving them with a 83 acre parcel remainder as exempt. And the county's minor subdivision rules apply. Really, there were two sketch plans reviews held. The first one was tabled. The second one was to review the access location and make sure the road and bridge didn't have any issues and providing a second access off of Red Hills Road. Again, this property is 80 acres, so from Traving Road to where the access is a little over half a mile in length. Scott approved that preliminary location, and then we proceeded with the subdivision regulations. So really, the facts and findings before you as a board are basically the application was received in February. Planning and zoning went ahead and processed the applicants through the minor subdivision regulations. The lot does have a direct access to Red Hills Road, and as the subdivision moved through, planning and zoning approved the final plat conditionally on that access permit officially being issued, which the Road and Bridge did issue in August. The applicants, about 2 weeks ago, went ahead and worked with and coordinated with Road and Bridge as far as the size of the culvert needed and what was required to put in, and they built that access. I spoke with Scott last week, and they did authorize and approve. They were going to have Bob Kyle go and verify. I went ahead and included in your guys' documentation, plus gave it to Scott as far as what that access looks like with the 18-inch culvert. moving forward, what we basically have is the final plat approval before you guys as a board. The reason why we required them to actually build this access kind of in conjunction with the final approval is to not have to hold it under a development agreement that they built the access. It's already constructed and matched the road and bridge approval process. All subdivisions, we put a requirement in that they have to build those improvements. We don't want to have subdivisions approved without access or roads constructed. It's created a problem moving forward. So 2019, I believe, is when we added that construction component that you have to build all that stuff prior to selling a lot. We don't want subdivisions to sell lots and not have those improvements. So before you guys is, like I said, the final approval. I went ahead and included the road and bridge permit and then spoke with Scott on Friday again regarding that access. It's pretty straightforward as far as the county subdivision regulations. We don't have zoning regulations or land use regulations that would stipulate where a subdivision can occur or what size subdivisions can be as far as lots. This is kind of a typical subdivision lot as far as the acreage, what we would see. But anything less than 35 acres, if not exempt under the state law, would be a subdivision lot today in 2024. So, does the board have any questions?
So it's going to get broke up into a couple 35-acre parcels and then one 3-acre parcel?
No, they're retaining the 83 acres as a 83-acre parcel intact. I don't believe they have any intention to subdivide further, but they could conceivably split that into two 35-acre parcels, consistent with state law today.
There's only one access point?
There's actually two. There's an access point up closer to Traving Road that was already in as a field approach, and then they have an access that's off of Traving Road that was approved during the construction, the reconstruction of Traving Road, that is a shared access between them and the neighbor, and then this access down here. Moving forward, Scott and I have talked about the accesses off of county roads and the requirements, and there are some site distance issues. That's part of the reason why that access, it's kind of hard to see, but we had a field approach down here in the corner, down in the very bottom, and Road and Bridge just didn't want to have that approach down in the bottom. There was no site distance, so they brought it up to the midpoint of the hill to where you can see just over the crest plus down on the bottom. And so moving forward, I don't see a lot of accesses because it's just the terrain. I don't know. There's a curve in there along Red Hills Road, and then you get down to the bottom of Wallows Creek. This is up on the hillside, and they actually do have an area where the soils are more conducive for the septic permits, septic permitting basically for conventional leach fields. And it's really the only spot you could have access is where it got built. So.
What is the planning and zoning recommendation on?
They recommend to go ahead and improve the subdivision basically as presented. There was really no issues. Mr. and Mrs. Borntrager complied with all the additional requirements that was asked of them. A lot of times we might see a subdivision at this point and we'd have an agreement for any improvements, and then moving forward after its subdivision is approved, that agreement gets recorded and they're subject to building, then we would be addressing releasing all of that and coming back before the board. So this made it to where the access was constructed in conjunction with the approval of the subdivision. There's really no harm done if the subdivision weren't there in that access, because that's really one of the only ways to get into the far side of his property on the east side of Wallows Creek. That's why that approach down at the bottom was always there, was so that original landowner could get into that side of that property.
There have been some other subdivisions that they have required the landowner to construct the road actually on the landowner's property to enter the county road. Mm-hmm. Several people that own lots within the subdivision.
Right now, the main area down there has a private road, Quarry Road, that goes in and serves all that, all the 35-acre parcels in there. There's no restrictions on the way that they set the easement up, and then they reserved easements along some of the parcels in case if, because there's some landowners in there that own 125 acres, 130-acre parcels, and so they went ahead and reserved easements. That way people would have access. And they set it up for ingress and egress, so it's both utilities and access. Power company is still kind of negotiating some power solutions, but there is some work that the power company is actually looking at running down some of those internal easements. So.
Okay, conversation on it. Is there a motion to approve the Bontrager Minor Subdivision, or Bontrager Minor Subdivision for final approval?
I make a motion to approve the Bontrager Minor Subdivision.
And I'll second.
Second.
Thank you, Bill. There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carried.
I'd ask the board to make a decision on who can sign the plat. The plats are typically always signed by the chairman, and with Bill's absence, I don't know if you guys want to have the vice chairman sign that, or I know Bill's, your availability might be kind of limited, so I wasn't sure how soon or if that would be an option to have the vice chair sign it as acting chair today.
When are you going to be back, Bill?
Commissioner Perry, my hope is to be back on either Thursday or Friday, obviously a little up in the air, so I'm happy to sign it then, or I certainly see no issue with the vice chair signing it today if that is going to help move the process forward.
I think that would work. They're subject to closing on this. This subdivision's been in the works as a minor subdivision for about 6 months, so I think if that would be fair for the board's decision to go ahead and have the vice chair, I would.
We can do that. Thank you.
Okay. And then the notary statements, Jackie, are on there for Julie's signature as planning and zoning chair. So, and she went ahead and signed based on the date of approval with planning and zoning, which was back in July. All right. Any other questions?
Have any?
Okay. Planning and zoning meetings tonight, and I got another minor subdivision sketch plan that'll be going through that, starting the beginning process of the minor subdivision. So, thank you guys.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward. Okay, Forest Service letter regarding ranger vacancy.
Mr. Chairman, I asked to add this to the agenda.
Okay.
As most folks have heard, our current district ranger, Pat Barrett, is transferring over to the Bureau of Land Management. And you will recall that the last time we had a vacancy of the district ranger for the Powder River Ranger District, the Forest Service tried to eliminate that position and have the Forest Ranger out of the Sheridan District administer our forest and all of our permits, all the cabin permits. Certainly, as you know, we are still waiting on getting a permit for our Hazleton parking lot. We've been operating under a temporary permit for the last 2 years. Typically, that permit is a 10-year permit, and the Forest Service has not completed that work yet. So what I have done is drafted a letter. Mr. Craig will have the letter for review, requesting that our district ranger position be filled again.
And a little bit of an update on the permit for the parking lot. I talked to Thad
week ago, and he said that the work has been completed on the parking lot permit and should be forthcoming soon.
Well, that'll definitely be good news for all of the capital owners. Certainly, maybe we'll have enough time that road and bridge can get some hard surface down on that parking area before we get the first snowfall.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Mr. Crangle, did you have the letter that you...
I'm just reviewing the letter that the chairman had prepared, and I don't have it. Oh, I haven't reviewed it yet, but I think what Chairman Devani was just asking is for you, to, the board, to approve him sending the letter based on that particular topic.
Okay, well, I would like a motion on the letter to the Forest Service regarding filling the position of the ranger, the Forest Ranger position on the Big Horn Forest out of Buffalo, and will it also include the request for the parking lot permit?
I don't think so, Commissioner Fair. I think this was just related to making sure that we refill that vacancy here in Buffalo.
Okay. So would you like me to make a motion to approve the chairman to draft a letter to the Forest Service regarding the filling of the Forest Ranger position.
Yeah, I don't know that we need a motion for sure, but if we do, I'll make a motion that we approve the Forest Service letter regarding the Ranger vacancy.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Second.
The chairman is going to write the letter. I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. Okay, let's come to a time for the bills and vouchers to be being paid. And the voucher.
Yes. Vice Chairman, the voucher total for this pay period is $1,294,195.94. You guys all got a report yesterday from Becky, and I reviewed it as well. A big chunk of it was bypass project, and so I respectfully request that the voucher to be approved as presented.
I would like a motion to approve the payment of the vouchers. If there are no more, there are no questions.
Now I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Now we're moving to a time of public comment. Is there any public comment from the audience? Comments brings us to a time for adjournment.
I do have one thing that, you know, we've been a mental health awareness month going on. We are still working with the DOA trying to get a solution for getting some mental health services here still. So we are still in the process of communications with them to get this fixed around here.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelley. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Been moved and seconded for adjournment. Mr.
Chair, we probably need to vote on that.
Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.